cannot believe it. Shannon Sharpe has finally made a point. He has finally said something where I am in complete agreement with him. Matter of fact, I am in such agreement here, I might have to make it through this entire video without calling him Shay Shay. I mean, that's highly doubtful, but I am at least going to try. When it comes to sports, we all have this tendency to live in the past. And when I say we, I'm not only talking about you and me, the fans. I'm also talking about the athletes themselves. I can remember the last couple of years of Drew Brees' career. There was a part of me that never lost confidence in him. There was a part of me that always believed that the Saints had a chance to win the Super Bowl as long as Drew Brees was on the field. It was like my eyes were telling me one thing, but my heart was telling me another. I could see the rapid decline in his game. I knew he no longer had the ability to stretch the field. But I had seen Drew Brees be heroic so many times, I still wanted to hold on to that hope that even at 41 years old, he could still get it done. I remember going to the Superdome. It was January of 2020. We had just finished 13-3, I believe, for the third year in a row. I was in attendance the year before when the Saints were absolutely screwed in the NFC Championship game by that missed pass interference call. Now, even though we had the early kickoff that day, I think we had the noon kickoff, there was a renewed sense of excitement in New Orleans. The Saints were playing the Vikings in the wild card round. It was Drew Brees versus Kirk Cousins. I was excited. I was getting ready for another long playoff run until the game started. This game right here is a prime example of stats not telling you the full story. This is why I say all the time stats are meaningless. If you look at this on paper, you would think Drew Brees played a great game. He didn't. He was absolutely terrible. The Saints end up losing in overtime, but it was a dominating performance by the Vikings. I remember looking at my friend after the game as we were walking down Bourbon Street, and I can remember telling him, "It's over. This magical run that began in 2006, it's over. Drew Brees just doesn't have it anymore." Of course, he ended up playing the next season. The Saints made the playoffs, but it just wasn't the same. I didn't have that same faith that I'd had every year before. Now, that is an example of me as a fan wanting to live in the past. This week, we have been given an example of a professional athlete living in the past. Cam Newton is once again trying to make a return to the NFL. He participated today in Auburn's Pro Day. I thought Pro Days were meant to be opportunities for college players to show their skills to NFL scouts. I didn't realize they were also meant for washed-up veterans to desperately try to re-enter the league. Unlike Colin Kaepernick, I do believe Cam Newton still has a role in the NFL. Colin Kaepernick, he's not qualified to clean the sweat off the jock straps, but at 33 years old, Cam Newton could be a serviceable backup. The problem is, Cam Newton, he doesn't want to be a backup. He wants to be a starter. Cam Newton still believes he's the man. Now, obviously, these are delusions of grandeur. Cam Newton hasn't been the man since 2015. He posted a video to Twitter yesterday where he started off by asking a question. "Someone please tell me how these randoms keep getting jobs." Perhaps he was referring to Andy Dalton, who we're still all trying to figure out how Andy Dalton was the starter in New Orleans last season. There is no doubt the level of play at the quarterback position in the NFL was in drastic decline last season. Matter of fact, quarterback play was so bad last year, I had a difficult time watching. I have had NFL Red Zone since it started in 2009. Last year was the first time I found myself turning off Red Zone on a Sunday afternoon to watch a regular season NBA game. Now, just because the level of play is down, that does not mean Cam Newton is qualified to be a starter. Those randoms he was asking about in that Twitter video, Cam Newton is one of those randoms. There is no difference between Cam Newton and Andy Dalton, besides the fact that one of them has red hair and doctors advise wearing sunglasses around them so you're not blinded. On the field, they're the same shitty quarterback. This is the point Shannon Sharpe was making on Undisputedly Woke this morning. Watch it for yourself.
Cam, it's 2023. You one of them randoms. I hate to break it to him, Skip.
Yeah.
The last time Cam Newton won a game was 2020. The last time he passed for 3,000 yards in a season was 2018. Mm. The last time he started every game in the season was 2017. The last time he started a playoff game was 2017. The last time he made the Pro Bowl was 2015. Cam is basing everything on what he once was. I don't know if Cam has looked that fam from 2020 and 2021, but he wasn't good. I don't know who's in his ear. I don't know. Because, Skip, I'm going to keep it 100 with you you and everybody that's watching, and Cam.
And him.
Cam, you hadn't been good for a very long time, bro. And all you do is put down, well, how these randoms. I'm going to tell you something. They probably not telling you in your circle. That's how the league looks at you now.
I want to point something out about Shannon Sharpe, but let me get this out of the way first. Cam Newton should be a warning to every running quarterback in the NFL. I'm not talking about running quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes, who use their ability to run to open up the passing game. I'm talking about run-heavy guys like Lamar Jackson, or hell, Russell Wilson. Look at what's happened to Russell Wilson the last couple of years. In order to have long-term sustainability in this league, you have got to learn to pass the ball in the pocket. Cam Newton, he never learned how to do that. For years, Ron Rivera tried to get Cam Newton to become a better pocket passer. He didn't want to take away his ability to run. He wanted to make him a dual threat quarterback. Because Ron Rivera knew that one day, Cam Newton would lose his burst. He would lose his speed. Whether it happened with age or injury, it was going to happen regardless. In the case of Cam Newton, it was both age and injury. Once Cam Newton lost his ability to run, he was one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. His last 3 years as a starter, he was 7-15. 11 years in the NFL, 8 of those losing seasons. This is not like Michael Jordan coming back to the NBA to see if he still got it. It's not like Drew Brees thinking about returning in Sean Payton's last season in New Orleans. Those are two legends. They had both accomplished something. Outside of one MVP season, Cam Newton hadn't done a damn thing in the NFL. But hey, I guess you gotta admire his confidence. I want to show you another reason I don't want Cam Newton leading my team. The starting quarterback position in the NFL, the standards are higher than any other position in sports. Ja Morant, he can run the streets, go to strip clubs, acting like a dumbass. But once the playoffs begin, everyone in Memphis, they want him on the court. That doesn't mean Ja Morant doesn't need to clean up his act, but the expectations are different for starting quarterbacks in the NFL. You're basically the CEO of the team. You're the leader. You're expected to be smart, well-spoken. You're the ambassador of the team, the face of the franchise. You're expected to be a professional both on and off the field. Cam Newton, he replied to that clip of Shannon Sharpe. He posted his response to Twitter. Check it out for yourself. It's not that he says anything wrong here. It's just the optics. It looks like a third grader wrote this message. But KC, you're being kind of picky here. Cam Newton has the right to express himself however he chooses. Yeah, he sure does. But you know who else is picky? NFL teams. Coaches and scouts look at everything. Hell, last month, Stephen A. Smith was talking about the NBA hiring private investigators to follow star players around. When these franchises are investing millions of dollars into you, everything you do matters. Even something as seemingly insignificant as a Twitter response that looks like it was written by a blind third grader. But before I get out of here, let me get to Shannon Sharpe real quick. It is no secret that Undisputedly Woke struggles in the ratings. Yesterday, they drew 181,000 viewers. This show is so bad, they are drawing half the audience of Donnie and his lemons on CNN. But this was not always the case. Undisputed, they used to draw decent ratings. Several years ago, they were almost competing with Stephen A. and First Take. Of course, that was before Shay Shay invited Skippy Bebe to Club Woke, where they engaged in nonstop community wanker spanking. I started this video by saying, I finally agree with Shannon Sharpe. The reason I said that, I finally agree, is because they were finally talking about sports. Shannon Sharpe finally made headlines for something that was sports related. He wasn't making headlines for refusing to show up to work because he was having a lover's quarrel with Skippy Bebe. He wasn't making headlines for pointing out mythical racism in the NFL because his favorite black coach wasn't hired. He wasn't making headlines for getting into some unnecessary argument with Ja Morant's family at a Lakers game. It's amazing how relatable sports analysts can be when they talk about sports. This concept worked for decades. We used to be able to turn on ESPN, or in this case, FS1, and escape all the political bullshit. Today, they've both become more political than CNN. Now, I'll admit, Shay and Bay, they are not nearly as bad on FS1 that they are on ESPN, but Shay and Bay, they still have plenty of political moments. Anytime oranges are offered in catering, it triggers Shay Shay's OMB. Orange man, bad! When I was watching that clip earlier, for some reason, it just reminded me of what sports television used to be. I don't know why. I guess it's because I was finally agreeing with Shannon Sharpe. But don't worry, though. Don't worry. By this time next week, I am sure he will return to mythical racism, and we will once again be back in our normal state of disagreement. But give me your thoughts. Shannon Sharpe destroys Cam Newton. Do you agree with him? Do you think Cam Newton has a realistic shot at being a starting quarterback in the NFL? I don't, but you let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.